The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the second chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples, and when the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no more wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. And when the master of the feast tasted the water, now had become wine, he was elated, did not know where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. The master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when the people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This is the first of his signs Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and may we this day and always be guided by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. They have no more wine. They ran out of wine. With those words, Mary speaks a truth. The truth was important then, and it's important now as well. And the truth is spoken about in our lives also. This is a truth that at some point we all experience. There comes a day when sadly the wine runs out. The glass is empty, and I'm an optimist. The party is over. On that day, life seems empty and dry. There's no vibrancy, no vitality. Nothing is growing or fermenting within us. Our world is colorless and tasteless. The bouquet of life is absent. And we are living less than fully alive. Mary's words bring about some serious questions for us and things we might wonder about. Where has the wine of our life given out? What relationships have run dry? What parts of us remain empty? Now, each one of us could tell a story about a day or even days when the wine gave out. It might be about the death of a loved one, or the loss of a friendship or a marriage. Some might speak of their search for love and acceptance, not finding any. Others might describe their thirst for meaning and significance, looking for our purpose. Still others could speak about guilt, disappointments, regrets. Many of the stories would be about fear of what is or what might be. Don't we often psych ourselves out on what might be? Stories of failure. Stories of self-doubt. Well, sadly, those stories abound. Some would describe a longing and a desire for something that can't be named or described even. the storyline of unanswered prayer, doubts, or questions is probably known by most of us. They are not all stories from the past, however. Some of us are living these stories even now as you come to church in January of 2019. Behind each of our stories, then, is the hope and the desire for a wedding of our life. And we come to the wedding at Cana, not simply as guests or spectators, but as participants, as a bride, as a groom. We're seeking union, intimacy, wholeness. We are seeking relationship. Despite our best efforts, good intentions, and hard work, however, it seems that the wine of our life is always giving out. No matter how often we refill it, our glass remains empty. There's never enough wine. Always, as the day wears on, we become increasingly aware that we cannot replenish the wine from our own resources. And that day seems like a disaster, an embarrassment, a failure. That must have been what it was like for that bride and groom at Cana at that wedding where Jesus was. And Mary, we hear her say, they have no wine. She tells her son Jesus, they have run out of wine. It's not a condemnation or a judgment, but simply an observation, a diagnosis, if you will. And this statement, they have no more wine, is not so much about the wine itself, but really about people. Mary's statement is one that is about the human condition. It's about you and me as much as it is about that wedding day in Cana of Galilee. It's a spiritual condition, no pun intended, regarding alcoholic spirits. Mary's statement, they have no more wine, can be taken to be about our inner life, our way of being, more than the circumstances that are outside of us. Too often we live with the illusion of our own self-sufficiency. And that illusion is quickly shattered on the day when the wine runs out and the jars of our life stand empty and dry. For me, I can think of a couple of days when the wine ran out. One was when I was sick back in 2011. You've heard a little bit about that story. Another was when we heard that Gina had lost a child that she was carrying. And for you, there's a day when the wine runs out. You can think of that day. It comes clear to your mind. You recall that day. Some of you had that day recently. Some of us still live in the shadow of that day. And that day confronts us with a new truth that is really as old as creation itself. We are recipients. We are not the creators of our life. We're really not self-sufficient. We were never expected, nor was there any intent that we would live by the sufficiency of our own resources. Some of us even have a hard time getting a tomato garden to grow. And those pesky little critters that come too. And pesky little critters come into our lives as well sometimes, and you know that. But Christ is the true winemaker, the keeper of the vineyard in each of our lives. Regardless of how it feels or what we think about it, the day the wine runs out is really the beginning of a miracle. And those miracles are beyond our expectations. Christ does not simply refill our glasses. He changes our situation completely. He transforms our lives as he turns water into wine. Today, Sunday, is one of those days of transformation. It's a day of resurrection and new life that we recall as we see Jesus, the one who died for us. But yet he is alive for us. That resurrection is a transformation for each of us. That which was colorless is now vibrant red. That which had no taste now tingles on our tongues. That which had no scent now has full fragrance. That which had no life is now fermenting, active, alive. On this third day of remembering Jesus' resurrection, as we do every Sunday, our lives get filled to the brim with the good wine, intoxicating us with the life of God, inebriating us with the blood of Christ, and leaving us under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And we get filled beyond our expectations through Jesus, the vineyard master. This is the miracle at Cana. And this miracle never ceases. Every moment of every day, Christ pours himself into the empty jars of our lives. After all, he is the good wine, extravagant, abundant, generous, endless, beyond expectation. Every time the good wine of Jesus is poured, our lives are changed, they're transformed. We are brought, as the Book of Common Prayer says, out of error into truth. We are brought out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. We are forgiven and given the newness of life that comes through the good wine, Jesus. We can't explain it or fully understand it, but we can taste the good wine. We can live in the miracle at Cana, which occurs in our lives as well as that bride and groom that had Jesus' first earthly miracle. With Jesus, death is turned into life. Sorrow is turned into joy. Despair is changed to hope. And we have seen these things happen in our own lives and the lives of others. We have been pleasantly surprised by fear that was transformed into courage, and we have seen people do things we never thought were possible. We even remembered this past week the miracle on the Hudson. 10 years ago, as Captain Sully gently landed that plane on the Hudson River. More than that, through Jesus, we have seen lives that were empty, lives that were broken, get filled back up. We have seen broken relationships, marriages, and people that became vibrant and life-giving. The miracles of Cana keep taking place. when God is at work through the life-filling Son, Jesus. And it's in those moments of miracles we see the sign of Christ's glory that is revealed. And as we see those miracles, we get illuminated and filled once more with the shine of the radiance of His glory, and His glory becomes ours. They have no more wine, Mary says. But they will. And we will. The miracles of Jesus, who is beyond expectation, always, always begins when the wine gives out. Amen. Peace, love, grace, faith, and miracles beyond expectation be yours from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May all the glory be to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, forever and forever. Amen.